This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There's currently flooding on roads and low-lying areas around the Denver Metro and Front Range due to all the rain we're seeing. Motorists should avoid unnecessary travel and should not attempt to cross flooded roads. Flood warnings are in place for Denver and Adams County, specifically along the lower part of Sand Creek. Cherry Creek is also flooding over its bank, affecting traffic lanes on Spear in Denver. Flood watches are in place for Fort Collins and Boulder. The National Weather Service says there's a good chance more hail will hit areas east of I-25, and strong winds over 60 miles per hour are also possible. The weather is also prompting Colorado officials to offer tips on dealing with insurance related to hail and other severe weather. The State Division of Insurance says people with hail and other weather damage should start the claims process with their insurer as soon as possible. That includes documenting damaged and lost property. They also urge people to not rush into a settlement with their insurance company and to consider buying flood insurance. Meanwhile, Colorado's wildfire season is shaping up to be normal, at least for the next 3 months. New forecasting shows much of the state is benefiting from the wet weather. CPR climate editor Joe Wirtz reviewed the data.
The reports that were issued like around this time in 2020 and 2021, the national experts were predicting normal conditions across large parts of the state in their spring forecast as well. And that did not hold true later in the season. That's when we get Cameron Peak, East Troublesome, and the Marshall Fire.
Parts of eastern Colorado are still dealing with drought conditions right now, and that could become a bigger concern later on this year. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.